Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you for the magnificent book, the Word of God, that we call an owner's manual. This wonderful book, this owner's manual that you wrote to us, telling us what we can do, cannot do, what we should do and should not do. And it's written to your children. And Lord, we praise you and thank you for this magnificent book. Help us, Father, as we read it and study it, may you reveal to us the truths of the Word of God, so we may hide these mighty words in our heart, so we will not sin against you. Help us, Father, in Jesus' name, to walk holy before you in all that we do. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you for the Word of God. Lord, I am so grateful that you give us this magnificent book, and I'm glad that I have had the privilege to live in a wonderful country where I can read this book and study it. Now then, if all of us people that are listening on the radio and myself, if we had any idea how wonderful this book is, we would read this book more often. This book, the Word of God, has totally, completely changed my life forever. I don't mind telling you, it is the most powerful, awesome book in the world, and it does exactly what it says it will do. It is a great book. This book will bring long life to you. It will bring health to all your flesh. It will teach you everything you need to do and everything you need to know for long life and health and godliness in the process. It's all in this book. And this is the only book in the world you can find this in. You can't find it in any other religion in the world. Nobody has the answer except Jesus Christ, the creator of all things. So this is a wonderful book. But anyway, as I have read this, I'm going to tell you that there is a 1 Timothy 6:12 talks about fighting the good fight of faith. Well, as I read that, that's in, you know, that you may lay hold to eternal life. You know, as I read that when Paul was writing to Timothy, it really didn't just jump off the page at me the first time through. But as I read that a few times, I began to think, what does it mean to fight the good fight of faith? Now, as I read through the Word of God, I come to realize that is the only fight that Paul told us to fight. Now then, as Christians, we can greatly benefit by understanding who we are in Christ. Most of us don't have a clue who we are in Christ. We have no knowledge of what this magnificent book says. But when you get a hold of what this book says that you are and what you can do in the name of Jesus, when you really begin to believe this, it will totally, completely change your life. Now, we as Christians have suffered many things. And the reason we suffer most of these things is all because we do not know what God has provided for us in Christ. I mean, I stand amazed at how little I knew just 20 years ago about this book, although I'd been reading and studying it for many years, but I still knew so little. Well, today I know still very little, but I know enough right now to be able to walk in divine health for the last 20 years. Now, that's a wonderful place to go, to be able to call people back from, basically call them back from the dead, get people healed, saved, and everything else. But this is what's available for the child of God. The Lord himself has completely defeated the forces of darkness and given you and me all power and authority over the devil, and we just don't know it. These promises are so awesome. Now then, I'm going to tell you that I used to pray for lots of things, and I got virtually no answers. And I now realize why. What most of us are praying for has already been given to us by what Jesus did on the cross. We just don't know it. I didn't know it. I was praying and asking God to give me things, and it never came to pass. And then I realized one day, as I'm going through the scriptures, I thought, hey, what I've been praying for right here has already been given to me. All I need to do is act on it. And I thought, wow, that can't be that simple. But it is that simple. So the thing about it is, Most of us just don't know. I didn't know, and that's been my standard reaction to the people. As I minister to people, today we as Christians have not read our owner's manual, and we do not have a clue what we can do or who we are in Christ. Now then, if this old fellow, the devil, the old dragon, old Satan, if he can hold you in the arena of reason, he will win every time. But if you will hold him in the arena of faith, you will win every time. Now, it just comes down to the point. Who are you going to trust, the Word of God or the devil? Well, let me tell you, most of us are just like I was. Most of the years of my life, I believed my symptoms and the enemy and not what the Word of God says. But now that I'm beginning to develop faith, it makes me wonder, my goodness gracious alive, why did I not believe these things before? Now then, we need to know what kind of a fight we're in and how to fight the fight. Now then, the only fight we are called to fight is laid out in 1 Timothy 6:12. And Paul's telling Timothy there that we are to fight the good fight of faith. We are to lay hold of eternal life. Now then, if that's the only fight we're supposed to fight, then I wonder what kind of weapons the Lord has given us to fight this fight of faith with. Well, God has provided a full arsenal for all of us, for all of His people, to be able to win against the devil. Now then, if you don't go out and study, you don't get this hidden in your heart, the devil will be able to deceive you and beat you real easy until you learn he is the author of stealing, killing, destroying, death, sickness, and disease. Until you learn he is the author of all those things, whenever sickness or something or pain or something comes upon you, you'll just back off and receive it and go to a doctor instead of getting rid of it. In fact, just last night, there was a man called me about, I think it was about 6 o'clock. And he said, I have a migraine headache, Thurman. I've been suffering with this thing all day. I said, brother, you got your sins all confessed? And he said, I do. I said, okay, confess your sin of unbelief. And so I told him, I said, now then, I'm going to demand that beast get out of you. And he has to go because Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, the Word of God says, Jesus is speaking. He said, behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that the evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, you stop and meditate on that. How much power is given to you and me as children of God? All. So why don't we act on it? So I did. I took that scripture. I acted on it for this man. I commanded that spirit of pain to get his hands off of him and leave him and never return in the name of Jesus. And we got through praying the prayer. The guy said, goodness gracious, I wish I'd have called you earlier. He said, I've suffered all day with that migraine headache. And he said, already, just when you spoke it, it's already gone. Yeah. All you got to do is know that's a spirit of pain and take the Word of God and drive him away. That's all it takes. You know, you need to be walking holy before God now. You don't want to be living in any kind of sin. You want to be holy before the Lord. You want to be going to church and tithing and doing all those wonderful things that Jesus told you to do. And when you can do those things, then the Lord will, you know, He absolutely let you walk in the gifts of the Spirit. Now then, as the Lord has absolutely provided this full arsenal for His people to be able to win against the devil every time. Now, the book is just full of promises. I mean, the Word of God is full of magnificent, wonderful promises for telling us what we can do and cannot do. And most people just won't believe. Well, praise God, let's start believing. I want to see the Lord do some wonderful things. Now then, we fight all kinds of fights, except the one the Lord told us to fight. We go against each other, in all kinds of ways. Now, it's amazing how we do that. Now, if we are supposed to fight this good fight of faith that 1 Timothy 6:12 talks about, then evidently there must be enemies or at least some kind of a hindrance to, faith. Faith must not be simple. Faith must have obstacles to overcome. If it did not, everybody would be walking in faith. But you see today in the church, so few people are walking in faith. Most people don't understand it, don't know what it is, and don't know how to make it work. But there's got to be hindrances or enemies. Now then, the one thing you got to know, one of the enemies is you cannot go beyond knowledge in anything. So you must know what God's Word promises, or you will lose to the devil every time. Now, when I start talking to people, especially people since I have a healing school, and I teach this healing school in the Dallas-Fort Worth area a couple of Saturdays a month, the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday, all that's laid out clearly on my website, www.tlsm.org. But I've realized that most people don't know how to walk in divine health. They don't have a clue what they're supposed to do. So the enemy, he has absolutely no problem deceiving you, and he will win against you every time. Now then, if the Lord has provided this, we can do it. But he says you cannot go beyond knowledge in anything, so you must know what God's Word promises, or you will lose to the devil every time. We do not know what the plan of redemption provides, so we live far below what rightfully belongs to us, or what is ours. Now then, when you begin to understand, as you become a child of God, you didn't just become a believer in Jesus Christ. You became a possessor of a book full of magnificent promises and a book full of statements about the enemy and who he is and what he's been doing and is trying to do to us today. But I don't know how many years I read this book before I began to really believe this book meant what it said. Well, when I began to get a hold of this and learn what was rightfully mine in the atonement, and that I had been given all power and all authority over the devil, and he could do nothing to me unless I sinned, my goodness, I began to walk holy before God, and I'm telling you, I've not had a sick day of no kind in well over 20 years. It has been fun learning these magnificent promises in this owner's manual and learning how to walk in them. I am so grateful. If you'd like audio, video tapes, CDs, DVDs on this teaching, we have many audio and video teachings, many. You can give us a call. We'd be happy to send you free and postpaid a box full of audio and video teachings for you to check out what we do. And also call us at 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the website, www.tlsm.org, and there you can get a list of audio and video orders. Happy to send them to you. Praise the Lord Jesus.